Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast.
Another week, another beautiful carrot to eat on air.
And be prepared to be woke.
They're so sweet.
Can I actually
You like this audience? You like Dak?
What's up, Dak? Can I,
my only complaint is, why don't I have a carrot?
Have a bite. Can I just start?
Don't spread the virus.
See, this is why you can't get on commercial radio. People coughing.
Because they ate carrot.
Yeah. I just wanted to read this out to you guys because I think it's a really great quote. Referring back to when we were talking about haunted areas around Sydney and haunts, my friend Danger messaged me. I'll just read it. Heard you wanted to go somewhere haunted. I live across the road from the old Gladesville Mental Hospital. Want to do it? Me. Way too scared, eh? You been? Yeah, bro. Used to smoke cones in the abandoned buildings in high school. Ha ha ha. Is it legit? Is it haunted? Of course. End.
I think he wants to hang out.
You didn't inquire further.
And I think I did. Hold on.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Always wants the full scoop. Oh, all right, here we go. I did reply. Jeez. Maybe we should.
And what was his response?
That's it?
That was it, yeah. It's open-ended.
How are you not interested in this story?
What do you mean?
You just go,
it's
like,
haunted. What do you...
It's just like saying, like, yeah, I went to the new Thai restaurant that I opened up. Yeah, is it good? Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's a conversation. I'm happy with that. I was fulfilled with that what you just did.
So are you saying you're not going to go?
Dude,
I'm saying...
If a Thai restaurant was run by ghosts, you'd have the response of just going, like, yeah, but is the curry good?
I mean, it is me. Look, I think if it's haunted, it's haunted. I mean, I don't need any more. I don't think it's going to give me a specific example. He'll probably be like, well, maybe he would. I don't know. I didn't inquire, but maybe I should.
Do you think he just...
All right, this is a public service announcement to Dazza or whatever his name
Danger.
Is.
Big difference.
I'm sorry. Changes appreciate that nickname beforehand. Of course, Danger used to smoke bongs. Abandoned insane asylum.
His name is Danger. It's just perfect, isn't it?
Well, that's his birth certificate name.
No, I don't even know his real name.
He probably doesn't. He forgot it in the insane asylum.
His mind's wandering there forevermore.
That's a scary thought.
You reckon it was a ghost?
Imagine if
or the
he
cones?
Just went there, ripped a cone, and some voodoo ghost went into his mind, and so now his spirit is just going around in there, and he's just being like, I've been in there.
Yeah, why don't you
sometime, man?
It's fun, yeah. Fuck. Well, that's why I don't want to go. Exactly that reason. I don't want to get possessed by evil demon spirit cone smokers.
Well, you live in Lithgow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
you've
used
already
to
lost.
I'm used to it. We should start with the best song in the world. What's the best song in the world?
Oh, yeah.
What an intro. So wait.
Because
introduce
you, Mislav Balabradzic, have not had that conversation anywhere near enough in Newtown Tights.
Yeah, that wasn't like 89% of my every fucking word uttered in school. What's the best song ever? The other 21% was just what tones was he using for that song? But you know, such a waste of potential.
Sorry. There is a forgotten 3% there of like, you boys want to take Ritalin and egg cars on the weekend.
The memories.
Okay, so you need to start.
Mine's going to be really token. But like, you know, I'm a Sheerish musician with Sheerish context on the scope of music and the history of music. So like, you know, it's going to be a Sheerish. You know, but it's good that I'm starting because it's the most old fart answer. But it's got to be
Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston.
No, not yours. That's your choice. I reckon...
It's got to be Ali's. We all know it.
Mine's just Times Are A-Changing. Bobby Dylan.
Are you serious?
Well, come on. It's a classic.
It's in the song. The times have changed.
Of all time. I mean, I'd put it up there. It's just one of those... Maybe that or like, you know... Maybe like a Simon and Garfunkel song. It has to be profound.
Well, like Sound of Silence or something.
Yeah, or like something like that.
Are you saying that just like some hippies playing an acoustic guitar, essentially my dad, but a bit younger, they made the best song of all time?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, look. I'm pretty disappointed. Come on, like there's got to be something more musically complicated.
You're not taking my... All right, I'll give...
Don't you think that it's crazy that sometimes you get older?
All right, fine. You're shutting down my examples. Okay, fine. Little Wing, Jimi Hendrix. Is that good enough for you?
Well, yeah, because as like anyone who doesn't know anything about music, I go, oh, someone I know, they must be good.
Fuck you.
Okay. Damn it. So look, I have narrowed one down.
We all know what it is.
But I want to like... I want to preface by saying like which songs were in consideration, but I'll
use those, bro.
But I'll tell you which one it is. So there was obviously Led Zeppelin's "Stairway to Heaven."
Yeah. Well, that is the most stereotypical answer.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not. It gets an honorable mention.
Oh, that's an honorable mention.
Yeah, that's an honorable mention.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
all right, fair enough.
A lot of Led Zeppelin songs.
But come on, Britney Spears is toxic. Honorable mention.
Shut the fuck up. Go on.
Okay, so the second...
It's a bad song.
The second honorable mention is Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. It ooh, almost was there.
I
but
wasn't expecting that.
It,
it's going to be a Pink Floyd song.
Though. Yeah.
It's actually...
Pink Floyd.
It's actually...
Just Pink Floyd the band.
Rick Ross's song, 100 Black Coffins.
A joke
Adam
answer.
Django. No, it's serious. 100 black cover for 100 black men.
I'm reconsidering. You know what this. I'm reconsidering like, my position on this pod. Like, I'm reconsidering my position on this pod. I'm calling that Tom guy. I'm big, boys. So, it's a pick of chips and it's open and it's on the footpath.
Oh, Robbie, of course. Robbie. Yes.
Sorry.
Who could forget? New Zealand.
No, but like, it's
missile.
A really good song. It's from Django Unchained. The movie.
I don't like that movie either.
And then he casually just says, 100 dead beaches. I don't know why he says that. It makes no sense.
You might as well have said Will Smith, Wild Wild West.
No.
Might as well have, but didn't. That's his answer.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
All right, whatever.
It was close between Rick Jimmy Ross Hendrix? And Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Damn. African Americans represent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are they representing? None of us are African Americans.
No, we're repping
in
them.
In spirit, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very true.
Why?
That or Asian.
No, you are missing. Oh. I'm pretty sure that you are one of those voodoos in, you know, like Louisiana. That just you got spirited away into them.
Right now, like this is like just another version of me in a shack in Louisiana.
Yeah, and has been for the last 30 years.
What's yours?
Yeah, spill the beans.
Well, it's just another African American. So I think we've all
Young
deduced Jay-Z. That they have the best
Ludacris
of all time.
Flies. Ludacris.
Of course. No. Don't be stupid.
I know. Soulja Boy.
Close.
Okay.
Because he is up there. But it is a serious answer. It, of course, like he is one of the best African American artists of all time.
Will Smith.
Seriously.
Exhibit.
No, stop asking.
Rick Ross. Jesus.
No.
It's going to be
it's
dumb.
It's Fred Durst.
Black, tight butt cheeks. Black corsets. Tight butt cheeks.
You seen that thing of him?
No. I showed you.
What is
he's
it?
He's freestyling in a studio and it's like black corsets, whips, black, like black tight butt cheeks. It's just insanity. Anyway, what song?
I feel dirtier than when we ate that hops.
Yeah.
Piss coming out of my mouth. But it is my favorite song of all time. It is Limp Bizkit's Golden Cobra.
Oh, I should have known.
A song.
Of course.
They said that rock shit doesn't rock anymore.
Jordan loves that effect. That
yeah.
Who doesn't?
And I love
who
him for
doesn't?
It. I love him for it.
Wasn't like
and you love that sound.
I do, I do.
Look, wasn't your favorite song for a while basically just that noise over and over again?
Was.
Yeah, that's similar.
I think we've got a new champion.
Vitas.
Vitas could actually be one of the greatest singers of all time.
Definitely
that
the most
song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be up there.
Definitely the most terrifying.
Okay, let's just say that, look, Golden Cobra, in my opinion, is the best song in the world. And Vitas's Seventh Element is the best song in the universe.
Oh my god. Is that what that song's called?
Yes. Yes. Just look at him. He does look like that octopus woman. And after huge pressure from the net, he did that song. That Again. Song that was supposedly impossible for human beings to replicate. He did
no.
it.
No. What song?
You know the song in Seventh Element that they purposely made impossible to
the
sing?
The one, yeah, yeah. He did it.
Vitas was like, I tried my best. And he smashed it. It's better than the original.
Dude, that's amazing because that's an awesome song. She's like,
I'm blue, giant 7 foot blue woman.
But that is the same as Vitas. If it came out tomorrow that no, he's not actually a human being, he's a squid, I'd be like, well, that
makes
explains everything.
Yeah. What fucking shitty country is he from again?
Lithuania.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, no, maybe it's Estonia.
Ah, that's
one of them loser countries.
No, Lithuania isn't loser. You know why?
Why?
Because the Three Stooges are from there, you remember?
That old chestnut. Every time I do the show at the Lithuania Club in Melbourne, this old, prattly Lithuanian man, who I love dearly and really wish that he was my grandfather. And let's be honest, he probably is. But he comes in every time. And goes, hello, Jordan.
Did
Have
you know?
Been brushing your teeth? Yes. Did you know that the Three Stooges?
What's with old people and just throwing that in? Did you know? It's like, could you at least have left breathing space? Second, 2 seconds of breathing space to create a mood. No, boom, straight in with it. Did you know that this is every time?
This is the one fact that makes me realize that my brain isn't entirely shut down.
What about the old Greek guy that we met on Ligon Street? That was probably me because I just attract insanity and insane people. But like,
I don't know how that happens, but it is true.
You remember that? We'll just.
Oh God, can you imagine you? A psychic man that attracts insane people in a haunted insane asylum.
Exactly.
We've got to do it. Just to see what happens.
It'll go straight into me and I'll never be the same. I'll just be like, I don't know what happened.
I think your ass cheeks will start talking. I'm just putting the, did you know that in Croatia?
In Croatia, there are various forms of meat. Now I will list the ways in which these meats are served. One, sarma. Two,
oh, that's actually a really scary thought, having to shut your ass cheeks to try and sleep, and you can just hear it mumbling and moving all night.
Yuck.
Like, the sarma is best in the Gristis region.
What the fuck? All right, well, we've gotten to the bottom of that chestnut.
Wait, what was it? It's Jordan, you're in charge of the segments this time.
That's right.
That's right.
So you gotta guide
We're
us.
We're flying by the seat of our pants with this one.
Sorry,
We're going to go with some hypotheticals.
Elastic pants from Kmart because it's Jordan in charge. All right, so we've got 3 questions to see who knows who the best.
Right. What?
That makes sense. Look, it's not the best crafted sentence I've ever said, but it got the job done.
Are you high?
Dude, high on the prospects of these answers being enlightening. So, here's what we've got.
Yep.
These are going to be 3 questions. It's a question that I learned because my girlfriend just went on a hen's night. And
really?
They did that to the hen. And they're just like, you are my best friend.
That's what they...
Tears were abounding. And I'm hoping that's what happens between us.
We'll all cry and hug. Hey, it ain't weak to speak. So I got that tattooed in my mind because like every third car in like, you know, outer suburbs, like in the sticks, they're just like, oi. You don't make to speak. It's like, cool. Drink less, Bundy.
Yeah, I know. I hate how every bogan thinks that they're a good person because they went, you know what? I asked, are you okay on Are You Okay Day? So,
are you?
By extension, I'm okay.
You know what I do about that? You know, this is my solution to it, and this is what I did last time on Are You Okay Day. Because if someone says, are you okay? I just tell them, no, I'm not. I'm actually about to kill myself. Thank you for asking this question.
And then,
freaks the fuck out of them.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, but then they probably leave being like, I am the same
as
Mother Teresa. No, because
16-year-old Pakistani prank day should have finished when you were 16.
Yes.
Stop freaking out your friends.
Well, they're my friend. And also, then they get exposed.
He's a prankster.
Because
you are
no,
Johnny
it's not,
Knoxville.
It's because like, I go into like in-depth details and I start talking about like, like eventually they realize it's a joke, but they get freaked out because I'm like, my rectum is in such a situation that whenever I close it, I feel like there's a gloss that's stuck in there and it's making me feel really uncomfortable. Can you do something for me?
Can you help me?
You've got to pull it out.
All right. I'll counter your are you okay with are you a doctor?
From now on, you're Arlie Knoxville from this day forward.
No, but then like,
Packy Knoxville.
And then they quickly just like, because I think it's bullshit. You ask them, are you okay? But you're not going to do anything about it. And plus, you just want gossip. You just want to know what the fuck's happening in their life. Because what are you gonna, what can you do?
I mean, a lot of the
would you be friends with them? Would you actually be friends with them, hang out with them?
I mean, I wouldn't shut someone
down. Well, look, you're asking the wrong person. Miss Love would.
Yeah, like
I would like take them into my home, probably.
Well, that's his life anyway. It's just insane people coming up to Miss Love without him asking the question and saying, I'm not okay, and him having to deal with that.
Because it's not, it's my...
Way beyond his pay grade.
I don't know, maybe Miss Love would, because Miss Love is that kind of guy. But I honestly think this, I hate this, are you okay bullshit, because it's not for the person that you're asking.
But I don't think
it's for you, so that you can feel good, and then you're asking someone, and even if they had some really intense shit going... One scenario is that they will never tell you because that's a personal thing, and then you still feel good about yourself. And if they do tell you, you're still not going to do shit because you're not going to be friends with them. You're actually not going to like take care of them the way that they really need it. So it's just, it's a sham. Get over it. Fuck off.
No, I completely agree. Are you okay? Sucks.
Yeah.
It's one of those corporate...
Is it?
Charity event things of, you know, like the Bill Gates Foundation. Those ones that just take 60% off the cuff, and then there's just a bunch of big wigs sitting around going, yeah, came up with that, people, are you okay? Project talk about it. $400,000 a year.
Wait a sec. They're saying they take a huge cut of it for themselves.
Of course they do. There's all these bullshit corporate charities, and they're always around things like...
Mental health, or breast cancer, or something like that.
Really? It's always
most
something.
Of the main things that you see. Yeah. So White Ribbon, Daffodil Day, are really? You okay? These are all pretty shitty charities.
But it is always something that is marketable. So if it's an issue that is not marketable, they're never going to bring that shit up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, how much better would it be if they gave that same attention to Greenpeace?
Yeah,
and
they
just
would.
Said, how about you just put up fishing zones in Australia so we have some fish?
Yeah. Mm.
But they'd never do that, would they?
Yeah.
Would they?
Well, that's also, you know, that's also like, I think the, well, not the human condition, but there's more, there tends to be more apathy for like disease than the environment, which is wrong. But, you know, especially when people are personally affected by it, it's like, my dad died of cancer. It's like, well, you're going to have an inclination to like, raise money for that sort of charity, like the Glenn McGrath Foundation. It's like, it's not a coincidence his wife died of cancer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's very,
but like there's that's an individual guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about like individual people can look. Sometimes you can have those associations and you feel more. I'm not going to criticize an individual person like McGrath. All I'm saying is these corporations that take on these.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck McGrath.
Oh, you
shit,
said it,
slander.
Ali.
Slander.
No.
You really and are a scum, aren't
you? Yeah, these... Yeah,
we all
learned
something
these
about
corporations, they never have, like... I don't
never
know.
Forget.
Let's not defund NDIS Day. You know, how about
no,
that
they're
one?
Not going to do that.
What's NDIS?
Even basic things like, you know what
National
people like
Disability
more than
Insurance
their relatives
Team.
Dying of cancer? Koalas.
Yeah.
Really?
How much do you see about that?
That's
nothing.
Fucked. That's so sad. They're dying of cancer?
No, look, Miss Hop, let me explain something
to
you.
Sorry, I thought you said koalas are dying of cancer. Hey, they probably do.
I think they are. Not cancer, some kind of rabies or something.
Yeah, it's more
some
rabies.
Disease.
It's more rabies and
No, that's
dogs.
That's Tasmanian devils.
Really?
Look, whatever. All I know is they're in great danger and you should be giving money to them and just, like,
dude,
don't care
be...
if you're okay or not. I care if the koalas are
well,
okay.
Fair enough. I mean, what would be, if you had to pick one charity that wasn't, like, that wasn't environmental or, like, a systematic thing like, you know, unions or, like, like Medicare hospitals, if it had to be, like, more... You know, not one of those. What would you do if you had to pick one? Would you have
easily?
What?
McDonald Town.
What? McDonald's.
What's that McDonald's charity you that you put the 5 cents
you
in?
You're a dick.
Ronald McDonald Foundation.
Ronald McDonald House.
That's it. That's the one.
Ronald McDonald House.
I want a photo with the clown.
You're a clown, mate. Unbelievable. You couldn't just say like...
No, we all know what diabetes. It is. No, it's obviously the Australian Conservation Foundation. That's the best charity
you could
be donating
to. But that's
the
environmental.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
I said
you
it can't said be those. It can't
no,
be.
It can be. It can be whatever you want.
No, I'm just saying hypothetically, if it wasn't environmental or WWF or Greenpeace or...
So basically non-environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-environmental is the best charity to be giving to.
And not unions or hospitals, whatever that counts as.
I can't remember the name of the charity, but it's such a bullshit point that everybody that goes, actually, did you know? And I actually didn't know this. I just listened to a Sam Harris podcast.
What?
It is that charity that gives out mosquito nets to the first.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is the best charity.
Actually, yeah. That's damn.
That's gonna be profound. Perhaps the most impactful one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Profound.
Okay, what's yours?
Oh, diabetes again, because my brother's got diabetes.
Did
oh no!
Just pay out someone.
No, for the personal.
The Bella Bragic Foundation.
No, for the personal, for the diseases. Otherwise, if it was
no, I'm not saying that it's a wrong pursuit. All I'm saying is like, didn't you just pay out McGregor? Like, isn't it a coincidence that his wife died of breast cancer?
No,
diabetes because of my brother.
No, I was saying if it was
what
that.
What were you saying, Missoff?
Do you want fisticuffs or punch on? Do you want to punch on?
Kind of. I do want to see how much power Missoff has behind a punch. Because it's either going to be hilariously underwhelming or shockingly overpowered.
It'd be underwhelming. I don't know. I'd
it
probably...
is just like jetting tech and there's like a streak of lightning when he punches.
Jack! Oh.
And I make that sound when I die.
KO. I'd probably do...
Great.
I don't know enough of them. I'd probably do something environmental as well. I don't
but
know though.
You just said not environmental.
You keep changing the narrative.
Are you
serious? Changed the narrative.
You changed the narrative, Ali. First it's this, then I do the opposite. Then I switch back.
Insane.
And I switch back. This is unbelievable.
You are just like, anyway, it doesn't matter. What? Okay, fine.
You really are
fault.
Possessed by that black Louisiana.
You're all fucking shills. Corporate shills. All of you. Goddamn pinkos left, right, and center.
In corporate shill pinko.
Yeah, that's right. You're a corporate shill pinko.
Well, I like this game because
it's
kind of
true though. Really, Ali and I, if you had to label us as anything, we probably are at this point commie Nazis.
Shit.
You're right. Yeah,
we got the same label as what they gave the actual Nazis back in the day.
Commie Nazis.
Yeah, because it kills two birds with one stone. Commies and the Nazis.
Just pick culture war on one and economics the other, and you're the worst of both.
Ah, you know what you donate to?
What?
That foundation that Gavin McInnes set up to protect his brothers.
What is that?
The Proud Boys.
The Proud
That's
Boys.
That's not an
organized... getting in court and have to pay their legal
fees. You reckon I'd pay for the Proud Boys?
Probably.
Well, dude, if I really cared about freedom of speech, then I probably would.
And you do.
And you do.
But I mean, look.
Problem solved.
They are just
ladies
like...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a public service announcement according to Missoff Balabrachi, you should be donating to the Proud Boys.
No, I did not say that. You fuck. Look, I don't care enough about like blue-collar workers though. Because like that's all they are. They're blue-collar workers that drink beer. So it's like, yeah, good on you. But nah, probably not.
So at the end of the day, you're just not giving out money.
I don't know. I'm gonna like.
That's a yes. That is a yes.
What is this? The fucking like moral jury of Australia over here.
This is just gonna be this turnaround. This is very Studio 10, but it's like interesting. Thank you for your input, Missoff. And Ali, what would you donate to?
I think you know what I would, because I've had this in my mind for a very long time, and maybe when I get money, I will do it.
Yeah, it's not the it's not the Socialist Alliance.
No, right. It's not political.
Okay,
it's maternity facilities for the tribal women in Pakistan. It's because like there's a huge problem. They live on the mountains, and the closest hospitals, because like they all go through labor. The closest hospital is in the city, which is quite far from the mountains. So You don't even need a big setup. All you need is basic equipment and somewhat trained midwives, and you could save many women.
Not as virtuous as Proud Boys, but
if you funded an investigation into once and for all catching those pesky mums that frequent and plague Pakistan's wheat crops.
What are they, like a, what are they called, locusts or something?
No, they aren't they little gnomes that live in the crops?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, we are mums.
Please fund that. We start that charity. They're a catch mythical a creature. That's what you think.
That's not a charity. That's a
we gotta put money to find out.
Dude, that's not a charity. That's like a search party.
It's a charity in my eyes. Somebody has to catch them and read them and like
what are they called?
Research them for their magic properties.
What are they?
How many lives could you save with that if we were able to shake the magic out of them? I'm imagining by grabbing their ankles and be like, give me all of that magic pixie dust. While they sit there being like,
this is the best. That's the best part about like Asian and Middle Eastern countries. Their folklore is so much better than the West. What has the West got? It's got fucking...
Dude, we've got... The West has the same exact thing. Leprechauns.
Yeah, but we just have like leprechauns.
No, are they leprechauns? They don't give you money if you catch them.
But
they?
Leprechauns...
No, they don't give you money.
So they're not. They're just shitty gnomes.
What are they
just run of the mill garden gnomes.
And they just eat wheat?
No, I think they just... their form of like jackassery mischief is to sour people's crops. isn't that what they do?
Yeah. And when you see one, you're supposed to beat the shit out of it.
Yes.
But no one sees
it. So come on, save the moves.
You're not going to hear...
Stop beating them.
You're not gonna
this
hear
is an anti-bullying
kind of,
campaign.
You're not going to hear this kind of... you're not going to hear this kind of banter on the fucking Hamish and...
McDonald podcast.
What are they called? Hamish and
McDonald.
No, what are they called?
No one tell him. No one ever tell Miss Love who the other half
not
of the
Russell.
Most iconic Merrick. Australian radio duo is.
No, I didn't mean Merrick
Hamish
and
Merrick.
Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and Merrick.
Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and
Hamish
and Jackie O.
You're not going to hear Hamish and Andy on their podcast.
Hamish,
been like
Grant and Ed Cavalli.
You're not going to hear Hamish and Andy being like, oh yeah, the breast cancer foundation. Oi, how are you doing today? Are you okay? Fucking pathetic. You're not going to hear that on. Not going to hear that on that pod. All you're going to hear is Hamish. Do you reckon that like we could get if we said 10,000 people we call to listen to the pod at the same time, just to say, but at the same time, like it would happen. I don't know. I don't know if it would happen.
Keep it going.
No,
keep it going.
No, we could do it. We could definitely do it. No. I think we could definitely. You can do it?
Am I being Andy or am I being Hamish? You're being Hamish.
You be Hamish, you're better.
Fuck, now. Okay,
I'll be so Hamish. I'm rolling with it. Okay, yeah. Could we do it? 500. If we. Imagine a ring across the country. A ring across the country of 10,000.
Right.
Just butts. They say butts. But no, would you do it? Would you do it if I look? If it happened, would you drop your pants? Would you drop your pants?
Contingency plans here. Let's just think. Would I drop my pants?
Would you look? Hey,
like 10,000 people did it.
Everybody, we are.
No,
live
I didn't
on the
agree
podcast.
To anything. I just said maybe.
No,
I just said maybe.
We have right now confirmation by Andy.
No,
we have confirmation.
Don't listen to
by Andy. He will be dropping his pants.
Okay.
I want to see your bum.
Okay.
I want to see your bum.
I know
you
want to see my bum. I know you do.
Why are they so rich?
Jordan, you should make a
because
video.
Because it's funny. We're laughing.
Yeah, it is funny.
Jordan, I'm serious. You should make a parody Hamish and Andy video and get Miss Love to do Hamish and Andy.
Damn. It's sacrilege.
No, it's not.
I don't think I can do it.
What? 37-year-old guys in Maroubra might be annoyed? Come on.
I don't want to let them down.
No. Why would they be annoyed? They'd be flattered.
But dude, the mainstream is very like touchy. It's like they're paying them out. They'll probably get iffy about it. But it's the
no,
net.
It's not even that. It's honestly, I don't know why you hate them so much.
Jordan,
I don't get it. Who on earth hates Hamish and Andy apart from you?
Me.
But it's
that's it.
I think it'll be a
it's
tribute.
It's just like that one person every now and then, like maybe Bill Maher or something, is just like, Oprah's not that good. And it's like,
do you think Oprah's
Bill Burton?
I love Oprah.
Didn't she stay
I do like Oprah too. But
on
like,
the heads of those little people for 5 years?
Wait, you
and she didn't want to do it. But she stood on their head for 5 years.
Why do you love Oprah?
Because I listened to a podcast, Soul Conversations with
do
Oprah.
You?
Oh, and it's her being like, "Show you were in Kenya, and then Yeah, and you got the infectious disease. Yeah, wait, and then you got out, and
Obama?
we can talk about this today. You are honestly, we've had a lot of brave people on the show, but you're up there with the top 10 bravest.
Yes.
Why do you listen to that?
Look at my life.
What do you mean?
I live by myself in a big house, spending all day, every day working by myself. That's for some reason, you just need to hear Oprah Winfrey's voice after a while. Dude. Like, you just, otherwise you go insane. It's just her every now and then just saying that, like,
I mean, look,
you know how you know somebody, if you know them.
Do you want to...
say if you're lonely.
No, if you know how you know somebody, if you know them.
That's one of them. Yo, recently Oprah...
Stop! You're fucking killing me. Go on.
Oprah got booed at a university convocation.
Why?
This
Why?
Is so good.
Oh, Democrat shit.
No. None of that shit. How good
Gene
is this? So the day before, they had another convocation or something, and there was a guy who, some rich businessman, who told all the students to get up. And he's like, everyone get up, look the person next to you, give them a hug. And they hug us. Like, they're like, why are we giving them a hug? It's like, so my family has a foundation and all of you guys are now student debt free. We're going to pay your student debt.
Oh,
true. Oprah next day goes to the same one and she says, everyone gets my book.
Poor woman didn't know what she was following up.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was like different universities, but like the El Chapo played them together. Did so I'm sure it happened side by side.
That is so funny. I mean, to be fair, I grew up with Oprah like every day and Dr. Phil and Judge Judy, all the icons of America.
Yeah, because you thought that school started at 2 p.m.
Yeah, I figured it out round the way, but down the line. But
you figured out where the real lessons were.
But dude, even watching Oprah, back in the day, it was like Judge Judy. You wanted to turn it off, but you didn't.
Mm.
And then you kind of did glean some like really, really, really basic half-assed like, you know, character sort of explorations in a show and just like vague, lazy self-help. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's why she's just beloved by everybody, because she just made really half-assed self-help accessible to yeah, housewives.
But like the simplest
It's a great
shit.
It was so simple.
It was literally just like, be nice. Like, it's like, yeah. And like, you know, if you really, really believe something, I think you can get there. Look at me. It's like, yeah, I guess.
Well, I do know who she is.
Her life is pretty inspirational.
I mean, she's a nice woman. Let's all agree with
and
that.
And every now and then, yeah, she's a nice woman.
She's a genuinely nice woman.
And she gave some tearjerker stories every now and
exactly.
then.
Exactly. I mean, look, it's the American dream. I love
she's
her.
She's had a rough life.
Yeah, she has had a rough life.
Has she?
Yeah, she has.
Dude, she had a pretty fucked
she
life.
She was. She was like beaten and shit.
No,
and
she was raped by her cousin at age 14 and was pregnant.
Oh, wow, that's
oh,
brutal.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. You know
Holy
where I learned that from?
Shit. Tony Robbins. Yeah, well, Tony Robbins would be like, she's a great woman, a beautiful great woman, a great heart, a really great heart. But like,
that's just a direct quote.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's just like, this is one of the most beautiful women I've ever met in my life. I've been with like the Dalai Lama, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But so is Oprah.
Dude, do you know the Dalai Lama got me too'd?
He's a great guy.
Sorry.
The Dalai Lama got me too'd.
What?
Hell yeah.
Tell me how.
I am not even
Tell
kidding.
Me how.
I can't remember the exact story, but like,
what
dude, Dalai Lama was a little dodge. Like, I'm not
he
kidding.
He grabbed Dalai
like,
Lama.
I saw him hanging out.
Why aren't you a fucking journalist? Go on.
I saw dodge this happen. Lama. Dalai Lama was hanging out with a bunch of journalists, and everyone just like looks at him as this like revered, almost godlike position, right? So he's hanging out with a bunch of journalists, and like the front row is like mostly women. He kept pointing and touching this girl's tits while he was saying, "What? I'm not kidding.
Demonstrate on me. I'm the
what?
Girl.
Like, but,
I'm
no,
the girl."
He was just like, "And every time when you go to the bathroom, you must remember you are at one." And the whole time he kept touching her tits. And everyone was ignoring it because they're like, oh, maybe he doesn't have a penis. He's the Dalai Lama.
Or maybe he doesn't think of it. Is it a possibility that
No, he didn't get me too'd. Sorry. It was, he kind of got me too'd. What happened was that they were asking him about the next Dalai Lama and who it's going to be and could it be a woman. And he was saying, well, she needs to be a hot one if it's a Dalai Lama.
Hell yeah. King.
He's like,
and
the,
he's right.
He's like the most zen person on earth. So, I mean, maybe that... I mean, look. Wait a sec. Is that... I don't know if that's really a payer. I don't know why. It's strange that we got to this time now where it's like, everyone's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with ugly and beautiful. It's like, doesn't that kind of discount the beautiful people? Like, you can't just...
Yes, they have it so tough. The beautiful people.
I hate this idea that's just like, everyone's beautiful. It's like, yeah, I mean, to an extent, but it's like...
No, it's but not so,
nah, not even
is.
To an extent.
It's not even to an extent. It's just dude, so, there's some objectively hot people, and then there's some ugly.
Yeah
let's,
exactly.
Let's rephrase that. About 2% of the population is beautiful.
I mean, I don't
is
know.
That, is that what you dog. Reckon?
2%? I don't know.
I reckon 10%.
10?
Beautiful is
I don't
too,
know. You'd have to look
good
at
looking.
It.
There's a lot 10%. Of people that live in Bathurst. Yeah? Like, let's just put it that way. There's
hey, it's a fine town.
Hey, they've just...
Nothing wrong with that. But bad example.
Its
right?
ethics are on point. But our it's titch.
Dude, but everyone... Most women in Lithgow suck, though.
These late night pods get so racy. Sorry.
Don't dude, most men and women in Lithgow...
It gets blue, sorry.
It gets a little blue. Sorry.
A little?
Most women and men in Lithgow are very unappealing to the eyes.
I
mean, look...
What you think.
I'm not gonna...
Have you met a single good-looking person over there? I think
yes.
The only one was your... The what was his name? The guy who kept watching Joe Rogan.
What?
Nah, yes, yeah. But moving on, he was very hot.
I mean, I love Lithgow and everything
Jesus,
about it. I love everything about the town. I will never say a bad word. And I love
from
coal
its
mines.
Sparkling Red Rooster
to
its
sparkling.
Down-to-earth
hey,
workers
actually,
club that makes worse food than Red Rooster but charges more.
Actually, I have some Lithgow news.
Oh,
there's a
thank
new
God.
Heavy, there's a new heavyweight in town.
Who?
There's a new small business moving in to claim their chunk of the land, the gold rush that is Lithgow. Hungry Jack's.
No. Oh,
yeah.
At least plug in
game
your own
changer.
Freaking restaurant because you're doing the same.
Yes. General Mislav,
aka
he's
more excited about that.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, but yeah. It was...
When double it, Whopper
dude,
or
I'm
going to
get
chicken.
Way fatter because I'm just going to be like, well, actually... It is the most delicious of the bun. It's so fucked now.
Delicious of the food group.
Because what they have now is, it goes Red Rooster. No, it goes all within like a 50 meter radius. KFC, Red Rooster, soon to be Hungry Jack's and McDonald's. And it's like,
fuck. It's like a minefield in Cambodia, but for fatties.
I know. It's so fucked.
How could you pass?
You know
yeah, there's bait everywhere. You're going to get stuck in one of them.
Dude, the Maccas in Lithgow, there's, I don't like...
Dude, that KFC in Lithgow should be banned.
It's like, the worst. It's been voted South Wales consecutively. I'm not joking. It's been voted the worst KFC in New South Wales. It's won like 7 times in a row.
Put it up on a plaque.
I remember going there once.
Brag about it.
I know they should. If they knew how like the net and shit works.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember going there once and asking for like a chicken and they were like, oh, sorry, we've run out of chicken. I'm like, go fucking KFC.
Are you kidding?
No, serious. They said that we can do zingers at the moment. We've run out of chicken.
That's the one thing that's supposed to
I was like, your name is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Capitalism God, gone wrong.
Look,
it's too much.
You know what?
It's gone astray.
Even in an apocalypse, that shouldn't be an excuse. You should be able to go through Mad Max running away from like a bike gang, just be like, hold on a second. Yeah, just one Jinger burger. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Trade in a dog for a burger and on your way.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's but
and you know what else as well? If you said that about Red Rooster, who also should never run out of chicken, I go, yeah, I'd expect that.
Yeah, no.
Red, dude, Red... I don't
they
know
just have everything now.
Yeah.
Have you seen
fish
the Red Rooster
chips.
Menu?
Yeah.
Like, anything that you can think of.
But there yeah, is... No, look, there is the...
Red Rooster is Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
Yeah, seriously.
Kebab.
I know it's an egregious point.
They've got a HSP. Red Rooster has a HSP. What's
I that? Remember that. And what's you that? Tried it. And... You normally look depressed. Just your standard sad face looks like a
they
bulldog's
do not.
Very depressed.
They do
but
not.
But I've never seen Ali look sadder than when he had that.
Because all they do
he
is...
so upset.
They get chips, they shred their chicken, and then they put in
gravy.
The worst gravy
yeah,
sauce
yeah,
that you
so
can
bad.
Ever think of.
Dude.
It was horrible.
I know this is an egregious point, and like it's probably... Yeah, it isn't said enough. And I've tried to go down, under, over, and around this... point through many different avenues and I've persisted but I've come to the conclusion that indubitably Red Rooster sucks balls.
I've
tried and tried Jordan, and tried again.
I think it's time that I come clean. I have had a very similar experience where I'm
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he likes it.
He likes it more than caviar.
That's way more than caviar.
He hates it. Anything caviar a French duke would eat, Jordan wouldn't touch. Like,
but you know, Red Rooster isn't... Okay.
Give me anything that people with King G work pants are just like, I don't care if it's good. It's the price is right. That's what I think is good.
I really want Red Rooster to be good.
You are such a Scot. You are a Scot, aren't you?
I am.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, I just have the same, like, after...
I mean, I admire that you like it. I really want it
to be good, but it's not.
I admire that you like it. It's kind of like
Shut up, Ali.
It's kind of... It's
like, everything that they have kind of sucks. Yeah. Their chicken sucks.
I mean, I like their burgers like sucks. It's kind of like people holding onto 4 and 20s pies. It's like hugging the Australian flag. You're supposed to like Red Rooster. So all power to you. But
no, and I'll go there again and eat.
I can't do it. And Holly loves it too, but... I just don't know, man. But
but Holly and I were.
You were kindred
into dirty shit like
that. Yeah, you're kindred spirits with that sort of. Holly is very.
And you are really into French Duke shit.
I am.
He likes it so much, Miss Love, that I remember one time we were in Lithgow and Jordan and I went to Red Rooster around 7 p.m. and we were just watching Today Tonight on the TV.
And it was like.
And we were eating chicken and Jordan looks up to me and this was the most beautiful moment of our friendship. He just says, "You know what? This is great." I was like, "What's great?" He's like, "Living in a shitty regional town,
yeah, he loved
eating
it,
Red Rooster, watching Today Tonight with my best friends. This life can't get any better."
That is Jordan's paradise. Right? Yeah. That is Jordan's paradise, which is a pretty humble paradise.
Think about it.
It was great living there. It was like being in a never-ending episode of King of the Hill.
I mean, those are humble dreams.
Yeah, those
he's
are
a very successful
but
man.
But if you think about it, we're two men... sitting in a regional shitty town at a Red Rooster watching Today Tonight. For most, that's a nightmare.
Current affair.
Current affair. For most, that's a nightmare. I mean, look, I have to say, for me, it's like, I love that as well.
You know what? I think it's just because it's like, I've tasted the good life and it ain't that sweet.
It's literally the crusty burger. Like,
you know, we realized that at the end of the day, we felt a lot more comfortable here.
And the guy's like,
What? You're crazy. I'd rather be anywhere than this dump.
That's it. I mean, look, I kind of agree with you. I think a lot of the time the humble things, the simple things are the best. I agree with you. But I mean, the thing is, Jordan's only eating the chicken. You can't go that wrong with the fucking chicken.
That's true.
He's not fucking
slamming. That's a really good point.
He's not slamming.
Wait a second. That's your problem. You're experimenting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's called the classic quarter for a reason.
You know what? You've never made a stronger point. That's a good point.
That's the point.
So like, you guys just have never tasted their chicken.
No, I
have. You've
gone
in there for their fish and chips and their
bacon.
Flamingo that you open up and some sparrows fly out.
Deep fried pineapple. I always get. I get
12 pack of donuts and snails.
I always get the. What is it? I get the chicken palmy burger. That's my.
I always
go-to.
Get the legends box.
Yeah, we're making the mistakes. Remember last time I got the chicken bacon sub? It was fucked. It's like, that's my fault.
Yeah, that
bacon.
That's on you.
I know. So I have tried the chicken.
So is Red Rooster like a proper, like when you guys were growing up, Red Rooster was as Aussie as it gets?
Well,
it?
It's
I'll
as Aussie
you,
as it gets.
I'll tell you. It was this. Yeah. Let me take the lead
the
on,
wheel
this,
on
one.
This one.
My friend, my Pakistani Australian friend. It was as Aussie as, you know, Lamingtons and pie. The only thing is,
Aussie as fuck.
You couldn't eat it because you couldn't find it. I had my first Red Rooster a couple of years ago. They start way out west. We're like snobby inner city / you know, eastern suburbs, North Shore kid. There's no Red Rooster in like a 100K radius of Sydney.
I remember that when Jordan used to come and visit
it was like
me
Mecca.
In Holsworthy. He
That's
was
our Mecca.
Every time he would go to Red Rooster and he was just like, there's a Red Rooster after every block.
You don't understand.
This place is amazing.
Dude, yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's like only for the west. So like,
And people in the West don't know what they've got. It's just like when the Spanish came over to the Aztecs and the Aztecs had no idea how valuable gold is.
Yeah,
because I was like, dude, are you serious? We've got, I said, we've got a Krispy Kreme. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Red Rooster.
No, dude, when I saw, like, now I'm sort of used to Red Rooster because I see it a lot, but, like, dude, it, even, like, the last 3 years being up in Lithgow, like, even just seeing a Red Rooster, I'm just like, oh, my God. And it was always this mix. It was this, it was, it, like, to me, the Red Rooster sign should have been a giant yin-yang symbol because it was just, like, so appealing and enticing. But I know it's probably gross. It was that always that push and pull of, like, I want it. I probably don't, but I do. But maybe it'll be filthy. I don't know. It's like that. And it's still like that to this day.
But what part of your life isn't that?
Okay, I've got another question.
Putting pants on.
Eternal struggle in your life.
I know, I know.
Should I put pants on or not? That's why your girlfriend always puts them on for you.
It's true. It's true. You're right.
You are the yin and yang symbol.
The walking Tao.
And your girlfriend just wheels you along like one of those 19th century kids playing with one of those like tires.
And I just pushed into my destiny. That's so true. I mean, look, I can't praise her enough. I mean, when we started this pod, I was in minus 50 cents in any assets I owned.
I mean, look, Donald that was Trump. A tragedy for you, but God, those were heady days. I was very happy about
why?
That.
Why? Because it was funny?
It's just funny, dude. Sorry.
It was funny.
Less money than a homeless man is all.
It was. I'm glad. Well, I'm not. Look, I'm not proud, but I'm glad I've had that experience in the least to be like, I truly have been humbled. Like, I was poorer than the homeless guy sitting out front of FBI.
Yes. Yeah.
Bizarre.
Okay, I've got like a genuine. When you were kids, do you always remember bunning snacks to be like part of the Australian national
it was more.
Imagination?
That came up. That came up more. Look, sausage sizzles and orange wedges at soccer and stuff, and sausage sizzles at certain like. You know, sausage sizzles at certain like establishments are always been an Aussie thing, and it's always just like hell yeah. That's more fundraisers, like sausage sizzle. That's always like that's like in the like
if you
the
have
DNA.
Poor friends, they always go yeah, we're having a barbecue, BYO sausages.
It's in the DNA.
it's like
worst parties.
It's like the DNA of Australia. Like if you've got some little charity thing, it's like whatever you'll have snags. But the whole Bunnings snag thing came up more like when we were like, what I don't know, probably still like young. 14, 15, 16.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was.
So, like, it came
so
up.
So, they capitalized.
It's quite late.
It's late, yeah.
Because now Bunnings snacks has just become like
no, but Bunnings
a rite of passage.
Yeah, but Bunnings just took Australian. That from, like, you know, the old lady. It's like, we're having a charity for some local church thing. And I was like, what have you got? Toffee cups and sausage sizzle. They just took that from that. Bunnings didn't invent that. It was like some old lady who like wanted to make more money for a local church invented that, you know.
So what is one thing that has always been really Australian? Because even if Bunnings sausage
Caribs in high I like
Lamingtons, that's always
yeah.
Been.
I mean, like as a kid, look, I
but
actually,
that's the eternal debate between us and New Zealand.
You know what it was for me? I don't know if it was like this for you.
That's our Kashmir border.
So Aussie. You know what it was for me, man?
And it's just as fierce.
It was for me, it was these, I'll just name, it's just food, but it was for me, I don't know if it was for you. For me, it was like Caribs. Carob chocolate was...
Don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay, so
moving on.
That.
Wait, like, so how could that be real?
Okay, well, for
I'm
me...
I'm talking about something that would like, everyone would be like, of course, that's one of the most Australian...
Red frogs? I don't know. Pies, milk... Shakes.
Pies. I think meat pies.
Pies are a big one. Sausage rolls. We all grew up with sausage rolls and pies, but
toffee
cups.
Thing is,
toffee cups. As if you didn't grow up with toffee.
What
cups.
What about shapes?
I grew up with them, but I wouldn't say they're the most Australian thing. The most Australian thing is
Tim Tams and
footy.
Shapes. Footy.
Footy. What yeah, kind of footy?
I know. All three of the codes. No, two of the codes.
Yeah,
no,
AFL
union
shit.
Well, NRL and AFL.
I grew up with union the most because it was.
Yeah,
not sure.
You know what? You know, like, okay, I'll actually give you a bit of.
It's the game they play in heaven.
Yeah, I'll actually give you a bit of history on that. The first time ever, Australia was considered to be a separate entity, aside from
aside from
England and an extension of England, was because of cricket.
The
first when Australian team
what,
went
the Ashes?
To England. This was even before Ashes. This is in the 1800s. The cricket team that went from Australia, that was the first time that there was something called like, oh, this is an Australian team.
That's sick. That's
the national
yeah.
identity
what was, it before
was
that?
Formed. It was
Her
just,
Majesty's second team.
Gondwana
it was just a Majesty. It was That was the first time that an Australian national identity was formed. That's, when they returned from England, that's when people were like, yeah, we're Australian. Before that, we were just like a colony of the British.
That's cool, but I mean...
No, it's not.
I a memory, like having the cricket always on TV, but never really watching it was definitely part of my childhood in summer. So summer comes around, the Ashes, whatever, like they start playing like 3-day tests. Yeah, I think
every male has this memory of watching...
Everyone respects the cricket.
On Boxing Day... The test match.
Always.
As a 10-year-old without a shirt on.
Because it...
And then your grandma just going, watch the score. And you're just being like, Australia's up by 2 wickets. And then running out into the sprinkles.
Yeah, that, nailed it. That's a very...
That's Australia.
Yeah. Because the cricket...
The Boxing Day test
match. Yeah, because the Boxing
can't
Day...
Can't get more Australian.
Because the cricket really reflects the vibe of the... Because that's school holidays for kids. And it's summer... Lazy long days. Cricket is a lazy, slow... It's the only sport game where there's tea involved in the game. So that sort of reflects on, like, the vibe.
And you could pump darts while playing it and still be an elite athlete.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You know what's crazy? This is, again, a true story of Shane Warne. When Shane Warne was just Warney. About to so get good. Into cricket, he got rejected from St. Kilda Footy Club. One of his coach who was training him was saying that, okay, if you want to actually do this,
you trim up.
You're gonna have to straighten up, and you're gonna have to stop smoking.
Oh, right.
So Shane Warne was like, that's not gonna fucking happen. But then but then one day he decided, you know what?
How could that man do wrong?
If I wanna actually take this seriously, I'm gonna have to do this.
Yeah.
He says, my record was 10 a.m. That's when I took the first cigarette again. I was like, fuck this shit. By his own admission, he would often give, for his local matches, his cigarette box to the umpire to hold while he bowls. And I don't know if this is true. Maybe you guys can help me. You know how you call tobacco spin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, that's because of Warren.
Holy. Wow.
I don't know if this is true or not. I wanted to know.
Well, that is the most Australian thing there is, Shane Warne.
Dude, I don't know that either, but if that's true, well, I mean, that's amazing that Warney has, because that's a lot of weed, because spins used to roll joints. I'm like, damn, that's crazy that he would have that imprint on like Australian culture like that. It might be true, man. Fuck.
Such a shame. I know that Sophie Monk was really angling to date Shane Warne, and Shane was just like, nah, you're not in my league, Dale. But honestly, they should have been having kids.
Dude, they're both from Queensland. They're the same person, for fuck's sake. They should have had kids.
I mean, look, I think there just would have been some Melbourne? Written no, like, little bylaw in the Constitution that Bullshit. They would have become our royal family if that happened.
Because, dude, are you sure?
Huh?
Yeah. What? I'm going to Google. He's from St. Kilda.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he was a Queenslander. I have to ask Jeeves it.
He is in honour, but no, like geographically he is Victorian, and that's it. Every other way, I'm pretty sure that if you did a brain scan of Shane Warne, there'd just be a mango in there.
I need to... Damn. Hold on.
Damn, we're almost towards the end of this podcast. And
holy
we haven't
shit,
even
you're
started.
Right. You're right, I didn't know that.
Wait, where exactly, what suburb is he from? Did it say?
I thought he was a Queenslander for... Like,
he just looks like a Queenslander because of his fucking mullet.
He's from the Upper Fern Tree Gully, Victoria.
I don't know where that is.
Holy shit.
You know where that is?
It does look like his dad would be that pixie from that movie Fern Gully.
God, I love the... you know, there's a place in... just a little bit of trivia for you, because, you know, when are you going to find this out? When I was in Tassie, I like zooming in on the maps of wherever I'm staying, because I like to, like, see where I am and, like, just look around and shit. There's a bay...
Instead of actually going outside and walking.
That's right. There's a bay. There's a bay called Egg and Bacon Bay in Tasmania.
Nice.
Putting it out there.
And okay, thank you, Miss Love.
Good right. fact.
Thanks for that.
That's all right.
Damn.
Moving on.
And some people don't pay for this podcast.
Like, it's a crime in itself. Some people pay for it. That's the crime.
Dude, I just educated all of them. Now, if they die tomorrow, listen to this. If they were to die tomorrow, they would die knowing that there's a place called Egg and Bacon Bay in Tasmania, and I'm all the happier for it.
Man. How jealous are you that Miss Love isn't your dad? Such good wedding. If you ever go to Tasmania, you don't have to go there, but there is a place. And did you go there? No, I didn't go there.
But you can imagine how funny it'd be if you went there to a cafe and said, "What are you going to have? What do you need?" Well, I think I'll have the bacon and egg shake.
Imagine
while
if
I'm here.
What if you were the mayor of bacon and egg?
I would, be, dude. I know you guys are like being like, "Oh, so low, bro." But dude, that would be mad. It's hilarious. There's nothing funnier. Just cut your whole fucking act, Jordan. Nothing is funnier than the actual mayor of Bacon and Egg Town. That's mad.
What's his name? Mr. McMuffin.
Can you imagine if they called him Mr. McMuffin?
And a band that comes from there is called Bacon and Egg Rock and Roll.
Mr. McMuffin. That would be fucking amazing. Imagine if they made a petition.
But he has to have one of those Monopoly Man mustaches that goes down. Bacon McMuffin.
Can you imagine? Just in reality, can you imagine? This shit happens all the time. Weird petitions. Like, we nearly changed our currency to dollary dudes, for fuck's sake. Imagine if there was a petition in Bacon and Egg Valley or whatever, Bacon and Egg Bay, that said we have to call the mayor Mr. McMuffin. Can you imagine if you went there?
Oh. You know what? I don't know why Dollar Dues was a bad. I think
it would have been great.
I don't know why we didn't do it.
It's fine. It'll be good.
It's dude. And plus,
dollars are so mainstream. Yeah, everyone's got.
And everyone could just call it dollars anyway.
Yeah, we wouldn't. That's the thing.
But it's just nice knowing that the official name is there.
Exactly. It wouldn't change anything. That's yes. Little things can make people's lives so much more enriched, and we blew it on that.
Dollary Dues.
We really did. Like, it's so good.
I think everyone in Australia would have been proud of that. But maybe John Howard would have gone, ooh.
Why did it fail though? Because like people like me didn't vote, right? Is that why? I didn't sign it.
Well, look, Miss Oven, it wasn't like this was an election.
Well,
like,
it was in my fucking mind.
The biggest debate. It was in my mind. Are we going to change it?
That's the only reason he's upset that he missed the voting in 2019. Oh, crikey, I missed the dollary do vote.
Fuck that shit.
Labour Party was for it, but the goddamn Liberal government, they wanted it to be called.
Oh, they should
dollars.
Have run on that.
Dude, who we'll Labour?
Change the currency to dollars.
Would Labour have won? No.
Dude, I bet they would have gotten a lot of
dude,
Liberal
if Bill
votes.
Shorten just threw in the town and was like, "Oi, we're calling it dollary dues," and did a shooey?
Yes.
I reckon he'd win.
I'm telling you, if he did a shooey, he would have
been
prime minister
in 2016. Dude, all the elites would have been like, bruh, bruh, but it's like, fuck the elites. It's surely it's still majority
Wedgeworth
young people.
Wedgeworth is not coming to Labour. Woohoo.
Huh?
No, yeah,
it would be
amazing.
All right, just before we end, should we do the impression?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's go around the circle. Peter Griffin.
Oh, who's starting?
Look, I'm really bad at this.
That's why it'll be good. You finish. You finish. Let me go first.
Finish off strong.
Where am I, wait. Where am I, Lowish? Am I in this 1920s bunker? Lowish.
Damn.
Yeah, that was okay.
Are you the voice of it?
I didn't want to tell you guys. It was me. those weeks when I can't make the pod and I'm like, oh, I've got to work. I get flown first class to LA and I sit in, I do it, I eat a taco and I fly right back to Sydney.
Quagmire, you and your sex addictions. Hello, Joe. I like you because you don't have legs at work, and I could run away from you if I wanted to.
You gotta do a bit more
work.
Yeah,
I gotta go
bunker.
To work.
Bunker.
Bastion.
We're really getting at the end.
Macaroni bagels.
Oh God!
This will be.
Can you top it?
Go.
Fuck, everyone hates impressions so much.
Why?
That Simpsons impressions video, everyone hated so
did
much,
they?
But it is my favorite video.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't have the balls to watch it.
Dude, neither did I.
Yeah.
I watched a bit. I watched maybe two of them and went, that's enough. Now go.
Hey, Lois.
Why are you contorting your mouth?
I don't know. It just happened on automatic.
His mouth just went 90
degrees. Hey,
Lois,
I'm gonna go to the bar and hang out with Cleveland.
Hey, the laugh's
the
a
laugh
boy.
Was, the laugh was the best.
Holy
out of
hell.
The laugh was the best.
Ali
out of
did
all
a 7 out of 10 impression on one word.
That is like incredible.
Dude, the amount of people, and I wish I was good at impressions, but everyone tells me you suck at impressions.
Dude, work at it, man. You'll get better. That was amazing.
No,
you
I have. I do.
Lowish.
Lowish. So, banker.
I'm Louis CK. I just can't do
it. Clam chowder.
Yeah. All right. Next Who's one. Next? Larry King.
Can I start it's this
traditional?
One?
Yep.
So let me get this right. There's 20, 40 of these kids, and they like you. You get big in town. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. That's crazy. I've been here. No, listen. I've been in New York City now for 45 years, and I haven't seen that kind of thing. It's crazy.
That's actually that was good. I like that. Yeah, that was good.
Why was he such a celebrity for so long,
dude? I think he was the janitor that got lost and has perpetually been lost.
I think he's just Tutankhamun's mummy in a suit.
He fucking is Tutankhamun's mummy.
He is.
How does he have a career? The old.
No, they just feed him a bagel so he gets a slightly Jewish accent. Let him roll.
He's just so cool.
All right. Larry King's guide Larry King's guide to being a big shot broadcaster. Rule number one, and I cannot stress this enough. Listen to the guest. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten out of a big rut and not knowing what to say next by simply listening to the other person. They spout the questions in my mind. They do the job for me.
You need about 10% less energy, and that's on point.
Yeah, you're right.
Do it again, but with less energy.
Larry King's guide to having a conversation.
Dude, it's fucking...
Rule number one.
Yes.
Make sure you talk. You know that I've actually listened to his book, and it was one of the worst self-help books I've ever listened to in my life, and he was reading it out, and I was like, damn, I'm bored. How are you a communicator for a job? And then he was saying that. He was just going, my first communication job in Long Beach started with me walking into the radio station and saying, I'd like to be a communicator. The manager said, sure. How easy was it to get into radio back in the 50s and 60s? You walked in and said, hey, mister, can I have a job? Sure, kid, you get breakfast. Miss Love and I were in a shitty town in Lithgow.
Busting
and essentially, the biggest man in regional in Australian radio was like, you don't understand. You have big celebrities in your town. You should put them on. And they were just like, oh, maybe Sunday nights at 10.
Yeah. And then,
and then after that, they were just like, sorry, you're no good.
Yeah.
Back to Ash London.
No, it wasn't even that. It was, we're creating really original, like creative content that is promoting your brand to like a brand new audience. People that wouldn't give two fucks about your station, let alone radio. Not only did they say you're fired, didn't pay us, paid us illegal wages the whole time. So we were each getting paid, I don't know,
and
20 bucks a day?
Stuff that they had to do it.
And it's a tax write-off. That whole place is a tax write-off. Unbelievable. How but times still, have changed.
Yeah, then Larry King was just sitting there and he goes, and I was on air and I saw the on-air sign going and I was too nervous to say anything. The manager then kicked down the door and said, this is a communications business, and walked out. I never forgot those words. That's his inspirational story that he begins with. It's the most boring sentence I've ever heard.
Dude, is his... How did he make it?
Is
like,
he,
why
who
was he
knows?
So respected?
Dude, is his... Is
you
his,
know what he does? He's got pictures. He's got pictures of Clinton's ass. That's why. Surely.
You reckon?
Dude,
that's is it. His career like a 1940s, like... American like propaganda poster, like it's just not real life. Just like, I want a job, bucko. Well, see, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah,
you start Monday. Now it's like, I have two university degrees. I interned for 3 years for not a dime. I was wondering if I can have an entry level position at this fucking corporate law firm. Yeah, well, we've got a lot applying, so we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Fucking serious. And they and the boomers wonder why our generation are pissed off.
And this
off.
Guy yeah. went on air and was scared. And they gave him breakfast.
This is a communication medium.
Business.
I can't handle this. I can't. Like, I look. I never get like perplexed, even like with intense like economical theory. But that is perplexing.
Yes. And how many times do you think he said exactly this sentence in his life? So let me get this straight.
I know.
Twice.
I know.
Nope.
Twice.
Oh.
All right, you
he
go.
Says it as much as Joe Rogan goes, huh.
You're watching CNN with Larry King Live. Today, we have Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry, so before you got canceled.
It was a great... It was a
huge... Jerry got canceled.
Larry, was it?
Just making
you... Why are you doing Jerry now?
I'll do Jerry.
It was 50 million people, Larry. It wasn't a small show.
I'm just merely making a point.
Well, I think it was quite a bit.
Okay,
you
did
didn't
not
realize.
Get canceled.
I did, that's right.
You did was, not. I'm too old for this shit.
It shows.
So that was 30 years of his career. Too old for this shit.
I can't handle
also
it.
Also, at that point, always asking. Just that. Just I'm just asking. I don't know.
Dude, take the suspenders off. Your time's done.
And are you Stephen King?
You walking New York stereotype.
All right. Last one. Pauline Hanson.
Yes. Oh, we're doing another one. Hell okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is too good. It's too hard.
Please explain. No, I don't. I don't think that is a kind of situation that. No, I don't think that. I don't. No, I don't understand it.
Oh, fuck. You guys are so good at nailing someone's entire being. No, but it's not just the voice. Entire job was just like, I did not say that.
Yeah, and then these ones are sort of like,
I can tell you, I've been to regional Queensland with my constituents in those areas, and I can tell you that they are not enjoying the tax revenue. They are not enjoying the tax hike. They are not enjoying the land rights, and I can't even kill a crocodile in Queensland if it were up to you.
Wow.
Damn.
That was a good day.
Man, I've just got to ask. How much have you watched of Pauline Hanson? And do you subscribe to her newsletter?
I watch a lot of her. And again, with any... My opinion is the same opinion with anyone in politics that's conservative, quote-unquote, universally. They're... Like brash tax politics and policies, I'm utterly against. But their culture perspectives, ding 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 ding,
telling it like it is.
Yeah, I'm all about like telling it like it is, mate. So like, yeah, I love that shit.
Telling it like it is, but do they know what it is?
Yes. You know what? Ali came up with the best slogan the other day. So true. What they should say to every politician that just goes like, yeah, I'm telling it like it is. The response should be, yeah, but do you even know what it is?
That's fair. Because, yeah, that is fair. And that's what it all comes down to, you know. It's like culture's all well and good. I agree with that stuff. But it's like, that's not Medicare. That's not environment. That's not, you know what I mean? It's not power.
Like, I should be able to kill a crocodile if it goes into my swimming pool.
Yeah.
Why are you in federal politics?
It's not the big issue.
Should you be in a local council?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like, dude, yeah, like that's the split for me, you know. That's the split for me.
Okay. Well, Koshy, let me just say this. So, Pauline, you've gotten into a bit of hot water today. Oh, well, story of my life, Koshy. Yeah, I just want to say this. You have been very rude to me in the past. And if I can finish. You've been very rude to me in the past, and I've always been very polite to you. I don't know why you are this aggressive towards me when I am not saying that Muslims shouldn't be in this country. I'm just saying that they should embrace Australian culture. There are many Muslims that never even bother to learn the language. All they do is sit there in enclaves.
She's speaking
and then
to
they
me.
Just make a small Lebanon. But they came here not to be part of Lebanon. They came here to be part of Australia. What's wrong with that? Oh, it's just a bit brash, Pauline. You gotta soften these things, you know?
They're the same person.
No, I don't think it's intense. I think it is intense. No, I don't think it is intense.
A little intense.
I was going to say, were you doing a speech? Like, was that a public speaking or just an impression?
Yeah, that was really good.
All right, you good. Go, Alan.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, this will be the best one of all.
Always.
I've come here to Northern Territory. Come here to Northern Territory to ask you why do you need handouts? Just open up a fish and chip shop like the rest of us Australians.
Yes.
Damn straight.
Dude, you know what your Pauline Hanson voice is? It's your Jerry Seinfeld voice.
And your Larry King
muffled
voice.
In a trunk.
I didn't come up with this game. I'm just following what you guys said.
It's Seinfeld being kidnapped. What's the deal? We're Muslims.
It's amazing.
No. Okay, fine. I'm bad at it. All right, okay, enough. Thank you for listening in. I feel great.
Hey, wait, we didn't thank the Patreons.
Thanks, patrons. This is pretty much what you pay for to get thanked at the end of some
episode. No, that's not true.
No, Miss Up promises coming. To make you guac and never does it as well. That's the other one.
All right.
We love you.
Beep, beep, beep.
Ciao.